George Winston might be best known for his piano recordings and concerts, but the musician who visits Central New York this weekend is a multi-instrumentalist with a history of helping others. WAER's Chris Bolt tells us more.
Many music fans might remember the signature playing of George Winston, made popular by albums such as Autumn and December. Winston is touring with a Sunday stop in Homer in support of a new album, Restless Wind. It includes his workings of songs by Stephen Stills, Sam Cooke, the Gershwins, and others, along with a new composition.
Over time, they've just all got to seem to fit the piano, fit the different ways I play. I kind of have a unique relationship with these songs that I played.
Before he got his start, he remembers hearing music that inspired him.
Early in 1967, when the first Doors album came out, I was a fan of organists, and I got that record just because it said they had an organist. And I put it on, and I said, this is the greatest thing I've ever heard. I got to get an organ to play in the band. 4 years later, I heard Fats Waller's piano recordings from the 20s and 30s, and I realized, oh, solo piano, not organ in a band.
That solo piano took off in popularity with Autumn and December and other records. And piano is not Winston's only outlet for creativity. He also plays and has recorded on guitar and harmonica.
Well, I'm basically a song player by temperament. I'm also a solo instrumentalist by temperament. So these three instruments, you can play by solo and have your own accompaniment. If a song doesn't work on one instrument, it may work on another.
Winston says his process has three elements. He'll find a song he likes or compose one, then work on it, sometimes for years.
Of course, I always study the original piece. And if that particular composer has different versions or live versions, look at those as well. Then the instrument I'm playing it on, you know, what are the limitations of the and strengths of the solo piano or the solo guitar or the solo harmonica, and then who am I? What do I want to do with it? Usually don't wind up doing things note for note, although sometimes I do. When I did an album of Doors pieces in 2002, I used Ray Manzarek's organ solo and Robbie Krieger's guitar solo. I played those note for note because I just wanted to. And Vince Guaraldi's song called Skating, I add some things to it, but I do his solo note for note. It's just perfect.
Winston focuses a good deal of his work and talent on helping others. He's played concerts and recorded albums to benefit flooding victims in New Orleans and Houston, helped out with hunger and cancer causes when he feels it's a fit.
The music has to come to me. It just has to come to me like, oh, well, I can help this way and here's all these songs. I mean, everybody wants to help when something happens. This is the best way I can. But the music has to be there for to do a benefit album.
The concert in Homer will benefit the Salvation Army through food donations brought by the audience and CD sales there. And despite the 16 albums he has out, he does love to play live.
Well, live experience is the reason I play. Records are a secondary thing that, like I said, when something emerges, then I'll record those songs. Another difference is that a record, I want it to be done. A concert, I don't want it to be done. I don't want it to be finished.
George Winston's concert this Sunday is at the Homer Center for the Arts, starting at 8 p.m. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.